All right, okay. Hello, hello. My nose is runny. Okay, hello guys. Yeah, it says conservative, recap the week with conservative mama. It's happening, we're going live now. All right, I'll just wait a second and see if anyone joins. Lots to discuss. Lots to talk about, people. What a week. What a week it's been. All right, I know I'm live. Let me see. I believe I'm live on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, let me know. YouTube, hopefully on Rumble. Trying to grow on Rumble because I can really say what I want on Rumble. Hey, Peggy, what's up in New York? And okay. I think I'm on Rumble. Yes, I think so. I don't know. Okay, so here we are. What a week, you guys. This has been quite a week. And I, such a great State of the Union. Yes, a Billy on YouTube. Great. It was just fabulous. It's sad when the bar is set so low. For my supporters, I put out just a quick little video, my supporters on Patreon, that like the bar is so low that if Biden is able to get on the stage and properly exit the stage and we don't have an accident on the stage, then we've had some kind of success. It was a good speech. That's where the bar is. So the mainstream media today is like, excellent. It was fantastic. He was able to get on the stage. He was able to exit the stage. What a fabulous performance today, last night by Biden. Just absolutely incredible. There's so much I have to say about this. First of all, I was at caucus last night. I was helping lead my caucus. So I missed a large portion of it. So after I finished that, I got in the car, tuned in, and I tuned in just in time to hear Biden say that America is safer. And I like when he said that, I like saw red. I was like, America's safer. We are not safer under this presidency. And you have to be, I don't know, like you have to be, I don't want to be mean, but you have to have like a very low IQ. Very low IQ to think in any way that we're safer under this administration. We have illegal immigrants crossing our borders, killing Americans. We've got fentanyl pouring into our borders, killing Americans. We are not safer. We've got multiple wars now taking place, putting Americans' lives in danger with the potential of sending American troops to other parts of the world. We are not safer under this presidency. Okay. So if you think that we are, you're living under a rock, or you're so gaslit and you're probably on your 10th booster, and I can't reach those people. I can't. But if you're paying attention, if you have any sense about you, any logic, you know that we're not safer. So let's get into it, shall we? First impression for me was he's an angry old man. Just came across angry, came across mean. What's so funny is when Biden ran, do you guys remember? It was like, he's going to bring unity. He's going to bring us all together so that we can just be like kumbaya, love, love, love. And, you know, Trump was so divisive. He was so divisive that if you get Biden in, it'll just be lollipops and roses and flying unicorns when he's president. It's going to be great. It's not been great. It's been an absolute nightmare. And he has not brought unity. He's brought division after division. This guy is angry. He's mean. He's mean-spirited. He's locking up political opponents. He's going after political opponents. He's a mean old man that has a history of crime. If you know anything about the Biden family or what they've done to their country. So I'm just like, I'm so fired up right now. I go, okay. So he came across as angry. He slurs his words. Now, whether you want to acknowledge this or not, like I'm tired of this too. I'm tired of the left being like, you can't talk about how he talks. that's like completely off limits because he had like a speech impediment like 100 years ago. And because of the speech impediment that he had 100 years ago, you can't talk about anything, any way he sounds out is, you can't address it. No, I will address it. I will address it. He slurs his words. He's hard to understand. It's difficult to understand. When he completes a sentence, it's like, yes, he said, I understood it. That's reality. And I'm tired of not living in reality. It's like, we can't live in reality. We can't address what we see. We can't say what we see. Guy can't talk. Slurs his words. Hard to understand. Very difficult to understand. And you know what? Whether you like that or not, or that hurts your feelings, that's what other world leaders see. That's why Russia invaded Ukraine, okay? Because the guy looks weak. He's fragile. And I don't know what they got him on last night. My goodness, but fabulous job, you guys. Really excellent. His team, I'll give you this. Very impressed with whatever concoction you guys came up with. I mean, very, very impressed. You know, he was hopped up. Right. He was hopped up and ready to go. Because I want to show you this, guys. I want to show you this if I can. Oh, I forgot to add it. Let me see if I can add. Because this is important for you guys to see. This was Biden just a few days ago. Okay. This was Biden just a few days ago. And last night. Look at him. He barely walked. Hands are by his side. He's shuffling his feet. He can barely move. Like night and day, let's be honest, difference from last night, right? So whatever they did last night, well done, Biden team. I'll give you that. Well done. Well done. Because he's a walking, I don't just, right? And that's what the world sees. I mean, if you haven't seen, Italy's making fun of him now. They have like a Saturday Night Live kind of thing over there. And they're completely mocking him. He's weak. He's fragile. He can't complete sentences. He doesn't know how to exit a stage or enter a stage. And he's angry. He's an angry old man that does not love this country. And what was his message last night? Let's just stop for a second and ask yourself this. What was his message last night for America? What was his vision? Like, that's what the State of the Union is. It's right. It's to say State of the Union strong. He didn't even say that at the top of it. It was like the very end, I guess. The State of the Union is to give a vision for America, to give a vision, a hope for Americans. You know, where are we headed? What's the future look like? This is the direction we're heading. This is what we want. This is what we're going to achieve to the moon and beyond. It's got a big dreaming kind of nothing like that. The Democrat platform, this is the truth, whether you like it or not. I know people are like, that's not true. The Democrat platform at this point is pretty much this. This is what they want. This is what they stand for. Killing babies in the womb. They definitely have to be able to do that. I mean, they're passionate about that, you guys. All those women in the white, you know, they are like, we have to be able to kill the babies. So killing the babies, that's their number one. Then that's something that really gets these people going, right? Just eliminating the Second Amendment, eliminating the right for you to be able to protect yourself and your kids and, you know, your loved ones. More war, definitely passionate about more war, which is interesting to me, being that the olden days, back in the day, the liberals, like these guys aren't liberals, like the Democrat Party, they're not liberals. I don't even use the word liberal to describe these people. They're not liberal at all. They are straight up Marxists. Okay. They're not liberal with anything. They want to regulate every single thing, everything. They want to eliminate the middle class. This is what these people are passionate about. They're not liberals. Okay. Classical liberalism was, yeah, you know, like no war. You guys do you, I'll do me, you know, minimal intervention. You know, I think America should protect themselves before they, you know, are invading other countries. Like that's classical liberalism. Democrat Party is all in military industrial complex. Let's go to war. Let's spend money. Let's let's do this. Yeah, and let's make some money in our back pocket, right? Like that's what they're passionate about. So killing babies, more war. What else did I get from this? Keeping our borders open, no addressing the border at all. And what's really heartbreaking to me is there's this pivotal moment, and I'll show it to you, is where Marjorie Taylor Greene, just a rock star, just fierce mama, but she's like, say her name. Like you're saying that we're safer, say her name, referring to Laken Riley, who's this college student in Georgia. I'm sure all of you guys know the story, that was murdered by an illegal immigrant. He then says, he gets like flustered because again, we can't talk about this either, but if you were to throw him off, right? If he gets thrown off, he like starts to unwind. Like they've wound him up and then like, and it's just like, all. So if you, it was funny. My dad mentioned to my mom, I guess my mom told me this, but he goes, what would be so incredible? And this didn't happen last night because he's so programmed that if in the middle of his speech, like people just started clapping, like Republicans started clapping, he would have been like, nah, nah, he would have started like short circuiting. It would have been like, ah, because he's so like, so everything is just, and he gets thrown off. Marjorie Taylor Greene is like, say your name, like Laken Riley. Let's talk about these people, these Americans that are being murdered because you are keeping our border open. And he's like, I'll say her name, Laken Riley. He completely mispronounces her name. He calls her Laken Riley, which is just so, it's just so grotesque. Okay. Imagine if that was your child. Your child would most likely still be alive today if it weren't for the guy giving the speech. Then when he's called out on it, he mispronounces your kid's name. Watch this. Let's find this. See, what I forgot to do is I forgot to add all these before I came on here. So here we go. I believe it's this one. Let me.
And with all due respect, justices.
No, not that one.
I'd be
here.
A winner.
Here we go. Sorry.
I'd be a winner. Not really. Laken Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by
Laken Riley. Dude can't even get the name right. Like we should talk about this. It's, oh, you can't mention it because he had a speech impediment like 100 years ago. If he gets people's names wrong, we can't talk about it. If he thinks that dead people are still alive and he mentioned them being in the room with him, we can't talk about it because he had a speech impediment 100 years ago. Like we can't. If he doesn't know how to exit a stage or enter a stage, we can't talk about it because he had a speech impediment 100 years ago. If we talk about him not being able to walk upstairs, it's because he had a speech impediment 100 years ago. We can't talk about it. Yes, we can. And I'm tired of not being able to talk about it. Dude can't even talk, okay? He mispronounces Laken Riley's name. Absolute disgrace and a traitor to this country. I'll say it. Ugh! Anyways, also, let's talk about, okay, let's see here. He talks about Americans paying less for prescription drugs, but we forgot to talk about this, is the fentanyl is pouring into our country. Another open border issue. And it was so heartbreaking right before I came on here. I was listening to a caller call in to Glenn Beck radio this morning. And I started crying. Like this woman, I'm going to start getting emotional about it again. But this woman has lost her 24-year-old son to fentanyl. And he was not a drug addict, good kid. Living life, and he got, this is the thing, he did cocaine, okay, like not a cocaine addict, had a moment with cocaine or whatever, and it wasn't cocaine, it was like primarily fentanyl and a horse tranquilizer, and he died, and you know, he was athletic, he just made one wrong choice, like, I get it, you don't do drugs, don't touch drugs, don't ever touch drugs. Makes one wrong move and her son is forever dead. And it's because of our open border. I want people to understand that. Okay. We have a huge adversary, China. They want us dead. They don't like us. They're poisoning Americans at a mass rate. They're putting fentanyl in our like recreational drugs, killing Americans. And this is, she is one voice out of 100,000 parents that have lost their children to this stuff. And then he talks, what's a joke to me, this dude, he talks about standing up to China, right? While he's simultaneously, his administration is pressuring Catherine Herridge to reveal China's sources. If you guys remember, Catherine Herridge is being pressured now to reveal. She's been fired for CBS News. She's a journalist. She's been she's being pressured to reveal her source from China because she's got a lot of dirt on the Bidens. And they're like, well, you got to tell us who your source is. She's not telling who the source is. And I mean, if you're a thinking individual, you know, as a journalist, if you reveal your source and this person is Chinese and they're speaking out against the Chinese government and they're giving you dirt on the guy in charge, Biden, you know, if you reveal that source, that guy, you're putting a death warrant on that person. She's like, I'm not doing it. Okay. So he's standing tough on China while pressuring Catherine Herridge to reveal her source. He's allowing Chinese spy balloons to fly across our country. He's allowing military age men to come up through the Darien Gap. What is that about? He's so compromised. Like, you're not standing up to China. And so it was lie after lie after lie. What else did he say that I was just like, okay. He said no boots on the ground. And I mean no boots on the ground. When he says no boots on the ground, guys, know that he's putting boots on the ground. Like, and just, okay. If you're voting for Biden, because I got people I know that are voting for Biden because they just can't stand Trump. Trump hurt their feelings. They think that Trump is immoral or what, whatever. But they have no idea. They probably never, they don't know about, you know, the guy that showers with his children inappropriately. But they just can't stand Trump. So they're going to go Biden. I want you to know, you have a very likely risk of having your child go to war if Biden stays in. And I know that that's what, that's just crazy. No, it's escalating. They're wanting Ukraine to join NATO. If that happens, everything is escalated, like exponentially. And there could be very easily a draft implemented at that point. And if your kids are between what, 18, 35 years old, I think that's the range. I don't know for sure. You guys can fact check me on that. You have a likely chance of having your kid go serve and put their life in danger. I don't know. I mean, because you don't like Trump, you're going to put your kid's life in danger. And you're putting your kid's life in danger with this open border. I mean, it's definitely not safer. Ask Lincoln Riley's family if they think it's safer. Ask this mother that called into Glenn Beck if she thinks that America is safer. You're putting your family at risk because you don't like the orange dude. Like, think about it for a second. Just, it's like, I feel like I'm warning, but that's all I can do at this point. Like, whether you see it or not, but that's the direction they're heading in. That's the direction we're heading in. They want more. They're escalating this thing. They're trying to amp it up. They're not de-escalating. They're not, no one in the Biden administration right now, let's be very clear, is trying to negotiate peace. Nowhere. There's no peace talks. Nothing like that. It's all war. And if you continue this, the projection doesn't look good. What else? Yeah, he talked about stopping crime while he's importing crime. Like, I'm sorry, what? We've got like, what, 15 million, to be honest with you, illegal immigrants. Like, you think all of those people are just like, they're just good people. Just no. A lot of criminals, a lot of murderers, A lot of people that want to do Americans harm have now entered the country. He's importing crime. Let's see here. Yeah, he's going to put big corporations and billionaires in their place. And talks about backing, shutting down Big Pharma. I'm like, this guy teamed up with Big Pharma to force people to inject themselves with an experimental substance. Like that, you're not standing up to Big Pharma. Like, don't play me like that. What's offensive to me is maybe Americans are this dumb. We'll see in November, but. Like, was having someone just looking at you and lying and lying and lying and then not saying, well, hold on a second. You're lying and I'm gonna call you out on your lies. Do they just think that we're just gonna sit there and take it? Like last night, if you're gonna put it into words, last night was an old guy yelling, he was the abuser yelling at the abused. That's what he was. He was the abuser yelling at the abused last night. I don't know one person that I've talked to that has somewhat of an intelligence that's saying it's not good. Like even people that love Biden, it's not good right now. It's the State of the Union is not good. And if you can't acknowledge that, then you're so partisan that you detach yourself from reality. Another thing, absolutely heartbreaking. Biden's like talking about how that pulling out of Afghanistan was good and everything like that. We have 13 Americans die because of Biden's, the way he handled Afghanistan, the pulling out of Afghanistan. And there was a father of a fallen soldier that was in Afghanistan. And this is from Town Hall. His name was Steve Nikoy, I believe it is, was arrested and charged for interrupting Biden's State of the Union. Biden's government is now arresting a grieving Gold Star parent. This guy spoke up and said, you're a liar. Called him out. Because he called out Joe Biden after Joe Biden saying that he keeps Americans safe. His son, Lance Corporal Kareem Nikoy, was killed in Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Steve shouted 13 Marines as a reminder of the troops who died unnecessarily on Biden's watch during his botched withdrawal. If anyone knows Steve, and so now they're arresting this grieving parent. Do you know how many grieving parents there are out there because of this administration? I mean, I heard one today on the radio. It tore me up. Like, do we want to increase the number of grieving parents? Is that what we want? Is that the goal? Because it sure looks like it is. It sure looks like that's what the Biden administration's goal is. What else did I say that? So we've got, what did I say at the top of this? I said, kill babies, eliminate the Second Amendment, more war, keep the borders open, climate change. They always talk about climate change because they talk about climate change. They're absolute hypocrites is what they are. These elitists and these elitists all vote for Joe. Let's be honest. They're all lefties. While they're living in their mansions and their fifth home, flying around on their private jets, they're going to lecture us, you and your, 1500 square foot home or apartment complex or wherever you live, they're going to lecture you about destroying the planet while they live large and do whatever they want. That's their mindset because they're elitist. They can do whatever they want. You can't. And they actually believe this, that they can regulate you into saving the planet. They believe that if they clamp down on you enough and they tell you when you can drive and when you can turn your lights on in your home and when you can, refrigerate your food or when you just have to, not have refrigerated food for the week. Like they believe if they do that, they'll save the planet. These people are absolutely deranged, absolutely deranged. And another thing that I kind of stood out to me as I was thinking about it, you are killing the planet. Like, that's their message, right? More death. Like, your very existence is destroying the planet. So maybe you should just not be alive. Like, that's kind of like, they believe that the Earth is overpopulated. These people do. And that your existence is destroying the planet. So, you know, like, that's their take. They also want to kill babies, and they also want more war. So all of it's death, right? There's no hope in that. And think about this. If you're a Gen Zer, and you're being told that your very existence is killing the planet, what does that do to your mental health? Like, what does that do to your outlook on life or your hope or dreams for the future? But that's their message, right? It's all death and destruction. There's nothing. There was no hope in that entire speech last night. No hope, no big dreams, no America exceptionalism, no greatest nation on earth. No, we can do anything. Anything is possible. Don't give up. Like, none of that. Death, destruction, kill babies, more war. You're destroying the problem. You're destroying the planet. You're the problem, was what the message was last night. And snackflation. That's a real passionate one for Joe. He's really fired up about that snackflation. You know, he's so disappointed that, you know, when he goes and gets that potato chip bag and he opens it up and he sticks his hand in that bag and it's not as full as it used to be. That really bothers Joe. And he's going to do something about it. He's gonna sign a bill about snackflation. He's gonna really show it to those big corporations that are trying to take advantage of people that eat unhealthy. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. Also, found it very interesting that he went from this passionate thing about IVF. So in Alabama, let me just, in case you guys don't know what happened with Alabama, but Alabama paused like IVF and all that for a moment while the courts were deciding if this is what happened. So if somebody that did IVF and they have like their embryos, if those embryos are destroyed intentionally or even accidentally, but they're destroyed, that the person that destroys them is held accountable and they can be, you know, sued because Alabama says that's life, right? We're going to recognize life. And so whether you want to believe that or not is up to you. I believe that no matter how tiny, 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 life is life. That's just my take. And that's a biblical stance. So, but this law is designed to protect. So they signed into law that this bill is designed to protect medical professionals from civil and criminal immunity in case of unintentional death or damage to an embryo following a rule made by the Supreme Court. From immunity. So like it protects them from like, hey, you know, we had nothing to do with it. We didn't mean to destroy your embryos. Ah, sorry. So now I think it was three couples are able to sue for the frozen embryos during a mishap of storage facility to file wrongful death claims. And that's what they're doing. The justices cited the language in the Alabama Constitution that allows parents to sue over the death of a minor child and said that the 1872 law applies to all unborn children, regardless of their location. Alabamians also voted in 2018 to add language recognizing the rights of the unborn. So Alabama, shout out to you guys, very pro-life state. And that's basically what this is. So while the courts are deciding this, they paused IVF. Well, the Biden administration picked up on this and they're like, Alabama has stopped IVF. You can't, there's no IVF. Just totally lying. Like that's not at all what happened at all. Anyway, so he brings this woman in the State of the Union. He's like, so-and-so had IVF and now she has beautiful children. And everyone's like, yeah, woo! And then he turns and starts talking about abortion. It's like, okay, abortion, which is killing a baby that is alive and living inside the womb. That's what abortion is. So he goes from cheering and championing IVF, yeah, to cheering and championing abortion. It's like, what? I'm sorry. Like, so then after that, he threatens the Supreme Court, basically being like, just watch this. He basically is like, listen, he goes, women are going to show you, and very totalitarian. But basically, he's very upset with the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade and just wanted to let them have it. So let me find that file.
And with all due respect, justices.
Yeah, here we go. I mean, this is the one. There we go.
And with all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral power. Electoral or political power. You're about to realize just how much you were right about that.
Again, like very slurred. Like, let's be honest. Like, what? We can say that, and I'm gonna say that. And oh, this is so mean. You just can't because he had a speech about it 100 years ago. Stop it. Okay, I'm gonna say it. It was just a slurred jargon coming out of his mouth. Just blah, blah, blah. It was garbage. And then he ended it with threatening the Supreme Court. What does that mean? Like, who does that? Who threatens the Supreme Court? Like, that's very dictatorish. That's very tyrant, if you ask me. You haven't seen anything yet. Just wait till you see it. Like, what does that mean? As they're sitting there, I'd be like, what? Who are you? Who are you, you tyrant overlord? So that's what happened there. What else? So yeah, that's my take. That's my take on the State of the Union. It was an absolute hot mess. And I'm struggling, to be honest with you guys. I'm struggling with my kindness, with my, I don't know, like I'm seeing someone that I truly believe does not have the good intentions for this country, wants to absolutely tear it all down. And the bad guys are in charge right now. And I want to like scream at the top of my lungs. I mean, like, listen, do you guys not see this? Can no one see this? I mean, wake up, America. And it was just, it was hard to watch this person last night. It was hard for me. It was hard. And as a Christian, I like, it's like how to handle it with it. And I'm going to channel it. I'm going to channel it to the right place with more of a righteous indignation, more of a like, okay, you know, wield the whip in the temple approach without acting, you know, ungodly. But I'm fired up. Like we're at a breaking point. And it was really disgusting to watch a lot of those people in that room smugly clapping, like the disconnect that's taking place between the people in that room and your everyday Americans that are scraping by, that are really feeling the weight of the world on their shoulders right now, that are genuinely concerned about their safety of their families, that are concerned about the direction we're heading, that are concerned about escalating and war and all of this other stuff, that's just all of these things that are flying around and spinning around and heading into an election that we know it's going to be so tumultuous. And then there's this part of me that's like, are we going to have an election? Like, is this really going to happen? Well, I don't know. And it's unsettling. It's very unsettling because the people that are in control right now clearly do not care about America or Americans. I mean, that's so obvious. And we know that their plan, like the long-term goal, is to eliminate those that live freely and independently from government control, right? And every single time, you guys, when you study in history, every single government that tries to clamp more and more control and grab it and grab it and grab it, it turns into a horror show. It turns into mass murder. It turns into, I mean, you look at Mao and what happened there. You look at Hitler. You look at Stalin. You look at Mussolini. You look at these people that grab control and wield it, and the carnage that's left. And it's so scary. And the guy that gave this speech last night does not care about you. He doesn't care about me. He doesn't care about protecting your families. He doesn't care about protecting your kids. He doesn't care about protecting your community. He doesn't care about your struggle. He doesn't care about your filling your tank at the gas station. He doesn't care about when you're grocery shopping. He doesn't care about the month-to-month payments, the struggle to pay the bills. He doesn't care. He didn't address it last night. He didn't talk about it last night. He doesn't care. He wants to talk about killing babies, snackflation, going to war, being able to mutilate children. That's a big one too that I forgot to mention. That's what this guy cares about. And he made it clear last night. And if anything for me, I hope it woke some people up. I hope some people saw that and thought, wow, I was completely not mentioned. Like, there was nothing there that I could even relate to. Like, I am an unseen American at this point. And if you don't feel like you were mentioned, and if you don't feel like you were addressed, I hope you show up in November. I hope you start to speak up and to speak out. Because the direction that we're heading in is not a good one. It's not a good one. I'm just being real. It really did. It did feel like the abuser was just screaming at the abused. That's what it was last night. That's what it was. I'd like to move on. Really quick, there's a few other things I want to highlight. Trump and Biden are now officially pretty much the nominees, clearly obvious. So it's a Trump versus Biden, guys. After the Super Tuesday, that's what we're looking at. Please decide wisely. But I don't like Trump because why don't I like him? I don't know. I don't like him because he just says stuff sometimes. It's like, oh, stop talking, you know? So that's why. I mean, if that's your reason, like, I want to know what he did to you, people that can't stand him. I know people that literally, like, their blood pressure goes up if you mention Trump's name. And I like, why? What did he do to you? What did he do to you that so damaged you, that just made it just, what did he do? I want to know. The Supreme Court rules 9-0. Trump can stay on the ballot in Colorado. We knew that was going to happen, obviously. What's so funny, because these people, they're like, democracy, democracy. Even though I know we're not a democracy. I love these people that are like, write me. They're like, Rachel, love your stuff. But we are not a democracy. And you keep saying we're a democracy. So could you just stop with the democracy? And I'm like, I know we're not a democracy, but I say democracy because the leftists say democracy, and that's what clicks with them. They're like, democracy, yes, good, democracy, good. We are a constitutional republic, representative republic. That's what we are, okay? Which protects you as the individual, because democracy is basically mob rule, right? A democracy is like, there's 10 people in the room, right? And you want to order, I don't know, pizza, right? You would like to get pizza. And the other nine people are like, well, we don't like pizza. We don't want pizza. We don't even want to have pizza. We want to have ice cream for dinner. And you're like, but I really would like to just have pizza. And they're like, you can't. So mob rules and everybody gets ice cream, including you. You're not protected. You have to eat the ice cream. In a constitutional republic, you are constitutionally protected as an individual. So if you want ice cream, you get your ice cream because the individual rights matter. Okay, fully aware of that. Anyways, what's funny to me is the Democrats are always yelling democracy, you know, democracy. But democracy also means that you as an individual can vote for who you want to, right? The people get to elect who they want. That's what a democracy is. A democracy is, you know, it's not a monarchy. It's not an autocracy. It's you get to decide who is going to be your leader, right? That's a democracy. And the Democrats are like, no, you don't get to decide who's your leader. We're just going to take the guy that you might want and we're just going to remove him. We're going to remove him from the ballot, or like they're trying now, we're just going to remove him court-wise. We're going to have a court ruling that says he can't run. Like, we're going to remove who you might potentially want to vote for, and we're going to give you just this choice. Just this choice. That's not democracy, because you really don't get to choose, right? You're really not getting to choose if they take away your choices. Okay. And that's what they tried to do in Colorado. They're like, we're going to take Trump off the ballot. So, you guys can choose. I don't know. You could choose Biden, or you could just not choose anyone. Like, you don't really get a choice if you do that. You don't get a choice. So the Supreme Court clearly ruled constitutionally correctly and said, no, you can't just say who you want, who you don't want. He's staying on the ballot. This is one that just is like gross. You guys probably don't know about it, but it was trending on X, Twitter. Doritos has fired their transgender activist Samantha Hudson just 2 days after hiring them. Claims they were unaware that Hudson likes to hurt children in a sick, twisted manner. Are these marketing departments run by morons? This person says on Twitter. Doritos is no longer working with Hudson after tweets surfaced of the transgender saying that they would be depraved things to a 12-year-old. Hudson is a proud Marxist. Clear. I bet you this guy. Bet you he votes Biden. Guarantee it. A proud Marxist and calls for the destruction of the monogamous nuclear family. Of course, that's where we're at, guys. It's good versus evil. I want to do thuggish things to a 12-year-old girl, explicitive. Hudson previously said in the middle of the street, and it's just, guy says sick, twisted, evil, horrible, horrible things. And he was hired by Doritos marketing department. Pretty sure that was probably a DEI hire. And then Doritos like, we had no idea once it was exposed that this is what this guy said. Well, we don't know if Doritos didn't know or didn't know, but he's been fired. So, but that kind of was a big thing. Doritos was trending for quite a while. Plan B, like I mentioned this last week, with all the stuff that's happening, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like there's something else coming. And I don't know if you guys can feel that, but I feel like there's something else coming, especially with this 9-0 rule by Colorado. Trump gets to stay on the ballot. That changes their game. They're always calculating. These people are always conniving. Evil never stops, right? Until the very end, and then it will stop. But just be on guard. Be on guard. I do feel like we're heading into a very interesting season. Van Jones said that if Trump is elected, we will go to war, which is just the opposite of what will happen, because I explained that earlier, right? They're not trying to negotiate peace. If Biden was up there last night at the State of the Union, he's like, listen, we need to talk, okay? Russia, Ukraine, we cannot have this escalate. This needs to de-escalate. We need to figure this out. We need to resolve this now so that no more dying takes place. Okay. as far as Israel and the whole Gaza situation goes, we need those hostages back, okay? And we need to de-escalate the situation, and we need to usher in peace talks. There was no talk of peace talks last night. It's all war. It's all boosting war. So I found that interesting. And I want to show you this really quick part, because this is fear-mongering. And watch, they're going to push this more and more and more. Trump will be a dictator. You know, he's going to be a dictator if he gets in. We're going to go to war if he gets in. Watch. Just so this is another one that they're going to use, a talking
point. And Van, what does President Biden need to do at this point to earn those Nikki Haley supporters, bring them into the fold? We saw the Biden campaign putting out a statement from President Biden almost immediately after Nikki Haley walked off that stage in South Carolina. What do you think?
I think he needs to talk to her donors and her supporters and say, if you want to, a year from now, watch Russian tanks rolling through Europe, then, you know, endorse Donald Trump and get on that bandwagon. But understand, you're going to wake up one morning and you're going to see horror across Europe, and you're going to have American soldiers, sailors, having to go over there and do something that we could have done with dollars. We're going to have to do with blood. If you want to continue to see the country being divided and unable to govern itself and treat itself well, get on that Trump train. But you've got a place over here. Now, he also, I think, needs to make a stronger case for what he is going to do to keep the economy moving in a good direction for people who go into grocery stores and can't pay for their groceries. He says he's going to sick the DOJ.
So basically he's saying, if you don't vote for Biden, we're going to go to war. That's the opposite. Just use your brain here. Just be a thinking American, informed. What wars started under Trump when he was president? Like what kicked off, and we're all war here. Tell me what war started under Trump. Zero war started under Trump. Okay. So they're telling you more war is going to start under Trump. There's going to be war under Trump. He's going to cause war. But there was no war when he was president, right? So stop gaslighting me. There is war under Biden, and it just is escalating. There's no talks of peace. And it seems like it's just getting more and more violent, right? And we've got people pouring into the country that are killing Americans. Like, it's not, stop gaslighting me. Like, I can see with my own eyes what's happening. Also, I thought this was funny. Do you remember when Hillary Clinton said that Trump was an illegitimate president, right? After winning the 2016 election. Then for 4 years, we heard that Trump colluded with Russia to win the election, and that Putin wanted Trump to win because Trump would do whatever Putin wanted, because Trump was supposedly Putin's puppet. Do you guys remember that? Do you remember that? He's Putin's puppet. Like this, you know, Putin really wants Trump. Like he really does. And Trump and Putin teamed up and they won the 2016 election. And Hillary Clinton was saying that he's illegitimate. All of these just lies. And then Trump gets into office in 2016, and Putin doesn't make a move. He doesn't make a move. And then Trump gets removed, and Biden comes in, and then Putin moves into Ukraine. And then Putin just recently said that he wants Biden as president. Why? So this can continue. So more war can continue. So it's literally the opposite of what Van Jones just said. You're looking at more war, more death and destruction, more crimes in America, more chaos and just terribleness, keeping this guy in office for another 4 years. If he can do that, I mean, anyways, I'm just, I get upset at how dumb they think we are. Like these pundits, you know, they sit so smugly on their shows and they're like, eh, yeah, like no one's going to like just stop for a second and think about what you just said and be like, that's just not true. That's just not true. What else? I think that's pretty much it. Oh, and I was impressed. Elon Musk like publicly came out swinging this week. He kind of plays it like chill, but he came out totally calling out the Biden administration, which it was now the Daily Mail reported that the Biden administration flew over 320,000 illegal immigrants secretly flown into the country. Elon Musk wrote this: "It is obvious to anyone who is not a fool that this administration is deliberately importing vast numbers of illegals. No grand conspiracy theory is needed to explain this. Just simple incentives. They are far more likely to vote Democrat than Republican. This is why Dems are constantly pushing to legalize illegals and won't deport them, even when they are arrested for crime, which otherwise seem, I don't know, like an opportune time to deport them. If illegals can beat up American police on camera in Times Square, be released without bail, and get rewarded with free tickets to California, what more do you need to know?" He went on to say, "This is obvious. Incentives drive behavior. Until the loss of votes from ushering in the vast numbers of illegal immigrants exceeds the likely gain of votes over time." And they'll try to like make them allow them to vote. I mean, this is the whole goal. It's so obvious. Someone says, "I don't trust Elon." Yeah, I go back and forth on it. But that there, what he said there, I do agree with. Totally agree with. It's like obvious to me. I'm like, okay, you're flying illegal immigrants into the country. Hundreds of thousands of them. So it's not like, I don't know. It's all intentional. And then I think a lot of people struggle with that. I think a lot of people are like, well, why would he do that? Like, is he really that evil? Like, Yes. Some people don't love America. Some people want to completely transform America. Some people believe that America, they hate America for its exceptionalism. They hate America. They want to destroy America. They want to tear down the borders. They want to eliminate all borders across the globe. They want to usher in the haves and the haves not and eliminate the middle class and let the elite rule. And, you know, they don't like the ability for the individual. What America is so special is America, like I said earlier, it protects the individual. They hate that. They do not want the individual to be able to choose. They hate it. So they want to eliminate, if you eliminate America, if you tear down this country and you usher in people that do not align with the values of American exceptionalism, they haven't been raised to appreciate what America offers, what sets America apart from other nations. How was America founded? What is the Constitution? What do we stand for? What do we believe in? When you have people that come without that understanding or knowledge, they have no appreciation for it. So then you see an erosion of it. The whole goal is to erode the whole thing, right? To make us just one big global conglomerate. And then if you remove the ability for the individual to be able to choose, then you have control. They can't let you decide what's best for you. They can't have that. They can't let you decide. They want to decide. They want to be able to choose what's best for you. So that's the whole goal. People want power. I think that's hard for people to grasp. They're like, no. Yes. Once people start to taste like power, they can't get enough of it. It consumes them. It becomes like the ring in Lord of the Rings. It's like, it's more and more and more. And there are people across the globe that crave that power. And together they want to rule. I know that's like, oh, that's just crazy talk. No, it's not, because it's happening. You got a guy that's intentionally flying illegal immigrants into the country, and he admitted to it. Okay. So that's where we're at. Maybe the guy that you liked is one of the baddies. Yes, he is. It's like, I know it's just hard to like, oh, it's like, I can't. No. Yes, that's the reality. So, let's see here. All right, I'll probably wrap it up. I've been talking too long. Yeah, my precious communist power. Exactly. It's just, and then we always know how it ends. That's what's just so crazy to me. So these people can't be that intelligent. Like, because it doesn't end well. It never ends well under communism, ever. Oh, this time it'll be different. No, it won't. Let's see here. Yeah, they hate God. They do hate God. They think that they're gods. They do. Let's see what else we got here. Paper ballot, one day of election. Exactly. Like I said, I was at caucus last night. A French American was in my caucus, and he was like, "We do paper ballots. Very easy. Very easy." He's like, "It's like I don't know why Americans can't do this, but they do it in France. They vote paper ballot, and they know who won shortly afterwards. I don't know why. Like this is we can't do that." We would rather use voting machines owned by Venezuelans. That's what we would like to do as Americans. I mean, who's making those calls? Do you think maybe that's intentional? Yes, it is. All right. All right, you guys. Well, I'm going to wrap it up with that. God bless you all. Don't lose heart. Don't lose faith. I know this was kind of like, okay, thanks for this one, Rachel. Like, wow, very uplifting. You know what? I still feel good. You know why? Because of my faith. I'm telling you, if I did not have my Jesus, if I did not have my faith, I would be really losing it right now. I would be like, but I'm confident. I'm confident in my faith. I'm confident in God's word. I'm confident that it's true. I've had it play out in my own life. I have my own personal walk with Jesus, my own personal walk with God. It's real. It's a relationship. It's genuine. And I know that good wins. I do believe God's word is true. And I do believe that when you read it, it ends well. All of this ends well. I know a lot of people are like, well, it does. It does. And in the meantime, you fight. You occupy your territory that you've been given. You don't let up ground. You don't concede to these people that are pushing evil. You don't concede to them. You give the devil no place, right? Don't let it seep in. Nope. Not happening. Not on our watch, right? Not on our watch. That's our motto. Not on our watch. So keep the faith. Don't lose heart. Speak the truth, even if it's difficult to do. And love people. Love these people, even though they are completely lost. Pray for them, too. I mean, literally pray for them. Pray that people wake up. Pray that more see it. Pray that even those that are really trying to usher in this evil have a change of heart, right? I always have hope. I do have hope. I mean, I do have the ultimate hope. So that's why I can still laugh about this stuff. That's why I still can make satiric videos and, you know, enjoy my family and thank God for each day. Like that's because of Jesus, because of my hope. So I highly encourage you to press into God in this time, spend time with him, spend time in his word. Don't be deceived and shine bright, shine bright. All right, you guys, God bless. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk soon.